Letters to You. That is Montgomery Gentry's long-awaited 12-song studio album due to release today, Deidre.
That's right. I'm so excited. Ready for this to hit store shelves because I know everyone's excited to have this new music.
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie Montgomery is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Now, where are you?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee at this moment.
Good place to be. Tell us about this new album, Here's to You.
Well, I tell you, man, that, you know, of course, me and T-Roy, man, we'd actually just had got it finished up 2 days before that horrific accident. And I tell you, when the whole thing about it was, you know, after that, I was just kind of lost and didn't know what to do. I was like, man, am I still going to be touring? Should I tour?
Mm-hmm.
Release the CD? And, you know, and I got to thinking about it, man, and, you know, me and T-Roy, man, of course, we've been together about 33 years.
Right.
And, you know, over a few drinks years back and stuff, man, we had talked about going, like, you know, if anything ever happens to one of us, we want the Montgomery Gentry brand, man, to keep going and stuff. And so, you know, I was like, and we had planned on releasing it in February, and so I was like, you know what? He'd kick my butt, man, if we wouldn't.
if you didn't follow through, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, he was always about new music anyway, you know, T-Roy was. He was like, oh, man, we got to have, as soon as we get one CD done, he'd be ready to start working on another one. it's like, well, we got to get this out. So here we go, you know. And I tell you, it's different. And I miss his big smile every day, man, and I miss all of his pranks. And so, but we want to get it out there. And I tell you, we had so much fun cutting this CD. It reminds me a lot of, I don't know if you got to hear it yet or not, but it reminds me a lot of Tattoos and Scars, our first CD.
Oh, wow. That means that it's great stuff. We're so excited to have your new music out and have you back out on the road. I just didn't see any Lexington dates now, Eddie. What's going on? When are we going to get you here?
We're going to get there. I just want to make sure everything's perfect stuff, you know, when we come home like that, man. I definitely, because, you know, if it wouldn't have been for all of our friends, of course, we ain't never called nobody fans. We call them friends. And if it wouldn't have been for all of our friends back home, you know, me and T-Roy, we'd have never got our record deal and we'd never had the career that we've had.
When you started this tour that you're out on now on the 19th of January in South Dakota, that first time you hit the stage, can you share with us how that felt?
I'll tell you what, it was nerve-wracking. I ain't going to lie about it. And I've done this. I grew up in a honky-tonk family, you know, and it's the only thing I've ever known, but I was so nervous I didn't know what I was going to do.
Really?
I felt his presence, you know, well, the last 33 years, man, you know, pretty much, you know, I've always looked to my left and he's been there, you know, and so we've played off of each other all these years, and you know, even before we got signed 20 years ago. So you know, that's it was just very, very nerve-wracking, and I tell you afterwards, but when all your friends start singing the songs back to you, then, you know, that helped a lot, man. It helped me get through that first show and stuff. And, of course, a lot of our guys have been with us for 20, 25 years, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had to be amazing for you at the Grand Ole Opry with the tribute that was done for Troy and just the love that was poured out to you by Vince Gill and everyone that was there on that day to let you know that you are such a valuable part of the music industry. Because, you know, you've been with a partner forever, and to know that the doors are open and everyone loves you because of your talents and your abilities, and they're hanging their hat on you, too, that's got to be a lot of support and feel really good.
I tell you, it really did. It blew me away, and me and T-Roy were just honky tonk musicians, man, and to see I reckon our music did do something, man, and we become friends with all them legendary artists and stuff, and to see all and the young artists that come in, and plus all of our friends from all over the country and world,
yeah,
come to the funeral at the Opry, so it was unreal.
Hey, Eddie, here's to you, buddy.
Hey, brother, we appreciate it, man.
Have a great day.